team of scientists broke new ground when a plane capable of carrying more than 300 passengers landed in Antarctica, with aviators hailing it as a world first. The plane, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, successfully slipped down in Troll Airfield, while basking in Antarctica's all-day summer sunlight. Carrying a 45-strong team made up of researchers and staff from the Norwegian Polar Institute, the organization said they managed to bring 12 tons of research equipment. The Institute's director, Camilla Breck, said that taking down such a large aircraft opens up completely new possibilities for the logistics of Troll, which will also contribute to strengthening Norwegian research in Antarctica. Troll Airfield is a 3,000-meter-long strip of blue ice and operates only between October and March, before winter sets the sun for nearly half a year. While the landing has been hailed as a landmark achievement, there is no indication that commercial flights are planned, as the Institute focuses on improved logistics to boost its research. The group says it arranges up to 10 crafts of varying sizes to the continent each year. But the possibility of flying far larger planes could reduce the number of trips needed. The Institute's logistics director, John Guldahl, said there were passengers from several countries on board headed for other stations, which he says opens up the chances of collaboration. Norse Atlantic Airways, the airline behind the flight, said in a statement the company is honored to have been part of the trip.